Today we'd like to see the title of three cities of refugee in Deuteronomy chapter 19 and chapter 20 to another words of people through MP3 or YouTube channel on the earth. We'd like to suggest that the three expositional questions. Number one, in chapter 19 verse 3, you shall prepare roads for yourself and divide into three parts the territory of your land, which the Lord your God is giving you to inherit, that any manslayer may flee there. What does it mean in the context, and explain the refugee compared with the people in Christ, and what can we learn from here? Question 2, in chapter 19, verse 15. One witness shall not rise against a man concerning any iniquity or any sin that he commits. By the mouth of two or three witnesses, the matter shall be established. List the cross-references to this verse in the scripture, and how was the false witness treated in the context, and what can we learn from here? Last question in chapter 20, verse 16. But of the cities of these peoples, which the Lord your God gives you as an inheritance, you shall let nothing that breathes remain alive. Why did God command it so in the context, and what can we learn from here? In the last time in Deuteronomy chapter 18 verses 21-22, and if you say in your heart, how shall we know the word which the Lord has not spoken? When a prophet speaks in the name of the Lord, if the things does not happen or come to pass, that is the thing which the Lord has not spoken. The prophet has spoken it presumptuously. You shall not be afraid of him. We can observe, number one, whether or not the prophet is against the scripture. And number two, it comes to be 100% accurate. If it doesn't happen, simply disregard it. Matthew chapter 5:18 cross reference. According to Jesus' Great Commission, in Matthew chapter 18, 20, teaching them to observe all things that I command you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the ends of the age. Amen. We are observing all things over the text today. Here, chapter 19, verse 1. When the Lord your God has cut off the nations whose land the Lord your God is giving you, and you dispossess them and dwell in their cities and in their houses. Number 2. You shall separate three cities for yourself in the midst of your land, which the Lord your God is giving you to possess. Three cities were sacred places or sanctuaries. God distributed the promised land to 12 tribes, that the parcel given to the tribe was divided to the families within the tribe. Verse 3, you shall prepare roads for yourself and divide into three parts the territory of your land, which the Lord your God is giving you to inherit, that any manslayer may flee there. In the light of verses 4 to 6, in order to be able to flee for the unintentional or accidental manslaughter, neither malice nor premeditation. From the pursuing avenge of blood close to the victim, Israelites were commanded to build the roads by God. Here we see merciful God, a person who fled to the city of a refugee would be safe from the death is a type of the people in Christ who are safe from eternal death into everlasting life. Deuteronomy 4:31. For the Lord your God is a merciful God. He will not forsake you, nor destroy you, nor forget the covenant of your fathers which he swore to them. Verse 4, and this is the case of a manslayer who flees there, that he may live. Whoever killed his neighbor unintentionally, not having hated with him in time past or malice, as when a man goes to the woods with his neighbor to cut timber, and his hand, this example, swings a stork with the axe to cut down the tree, and the head slips from the handle and strike his neighbor so that he dies, he shall flee to one of these cities and live, lest the avenger of blood, while his anger is hot, pursue the manslayer and overtake him, because the way is long, and kill him, though he was not deserving of death, since he has not hated the victim in time past. Verse 7, therefore I commanded you, saying, you shall separate three cities for yourself. God wanted the three cities of refuge for his people, lest the innocent people be shed. In verse 10, so an accidental manslaughter could flee to one of these cities until he or she could have a fair trial by the elders, in verse 12. Verse 8, now if the Lord your God enlarges your territory, he swear to your fathers and gives you the land which he promised to give to your fathers, and if you keep all these commandments and do them which I command you today, to love the Lord your God, and to walk always in his ways, then you shall add three more cities for yourself besides these three, lest innocent blood be shed in the midst of your land, which the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance, and this guilt of bloodshed be upon you. But verse 11, if anyone hates his neighbor, lies in wait for him, rises against him and strike him mortally so that he dies, and he flees to one of these cities. If an intentional killer flees to one refugee city, then verse 12, then the elders of his city shall send and bring him from there and deliver him over to the hand of the avenger of blood, that he may die. The elder delivers him to the avenger. It's shown the justice of God with equity between an accidental killer and an intentional killer. Psalms 99 verse 4. The king's strength also loves justice. You have established equality. You have executed justice and righteousness in Jacob or in Israel. Verse 13, your eyes shall not pity him, but you shall put away the guilt of innocent blood from Israel, that it may go well with you. By the death of a penalty, the intentional killer, God established justice. Number 35, 17, 19. And if he strikes him with a stone in the hand by which one could die, he does die. He is a murderer. The murderer shall surely be put to death. Or if he strikes him with a wooden hand weapon by which one could die, and he does die, he is a murderer. The murderer shall surely be put to death. The avenger of blood himself shall put the murderer to death. When he meets him, he shall put him to death. Verse 14. You shall not remove your neighbor's landmark, which the men of old have set in your inheritance, which you will inherit in the land that the Lord your God is giving you to possess. Since God divided the land to tribes with the landmark, the markers of the boundary through ancestors, you must not remove it, otherwise you would be punished. Verse 15, one witness shall not rise against a man concerning any iniquity or any sin that he commits. By the mouth of two or three witnesses, the matter shall be established. Any iniquity, sin, matter, or issue shall be established by two or three witnesses, even in a church. Deuteronomy 17:6. Whoever is deserving of death shall be put to death on the testimony of two or three witnesses. He shall not be put to death on the testimony of one witness. Matthew 18:16. But if he will not hear, take with you one or two more in the church, that by the mouth of two or three witnesses every word may be established. 16 up to 20. If a false witness is right against any man to testify against him of a wrongdoing, then both men in the controversy shall stand before the Lord, before the priests and the judges who serve in those days. And the judges shall make a careful inquiry, and indeed, if the witness is a false witness who has testified falsely against his brother, then you shall do to him as he thought to have done to his brother. So you shall put away the evil from among you. And those who remain shall hear and fear, and hereafter they shall not again commit such evil among you. Before the Lord, a witness became a false witness through careful inquiry of judges. Before the priest, subjected to the penalty of testifying the wrongdoing. The purpose of the law was to deter such a sin. Your eye shall not pity, life shall be for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot. To get even with fairness or equity, its purpose was to deter sin among Israel people. So the law is good as good God's word, but the problem to us is inability to keep the law by flesh. Now the problem is resolved to Christians by the Spirit in Christ, from the law to the grace. Romans 7:5-6. For when we were in the flesh, the simple passions which were aroused by the law were at work in our members to bear fruit to death. But now we have been delivered from the law, having died to what we were held by, so that we should serve in the newness of the Spirit, not in the oldness of the latter. Chapter 20, when you go out to battle against your enemies and see horses and chariots and people more numerous than you, do not be afraid of them, for the Lord your God is with you, who brought you up from the land of Egypt. In the battle, don't fear of numerous enemies, because God is with you in remembrance of God's past works for you, unless you commit sin. If Almighty God is for us, who can be against us? Romans 8:31. What then shall we say these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Isaiah 59:1-2. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, nor his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated you from God, and your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he will not hear. 2-4. So it shall be when you are on the verge of the battle that the priest shall approach and speak to the people. And he shall say to them, Hear, O Israel, today you are on the verge of the battle with your enemies. Do not let your heart faint. Do not be afraid. Do not tremble or to be terrified because of them. For the Lord your God is he who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies to save you. God commanded to the priests to deliver his word to the people on the border of a battle place, not to faint, fear, tremble, or be terrified, because he goes with them against their enemies. Here, the word minister is exhorting or encouraging his sheep. 2 Timothy 4:2. Preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, the book exhort with all long suffering and teaching. 5 things. Preach, convince, the book exhort, teaching. 5-7. So that is a pastor. High recommend to the soul. 5-7. Then the officers shall speak to the people, saying, What man is there who has built a new house and has not dedicated yet? Let him go and return to his house, lest he die in the battle, and another man dedicated it. Also, what man is there who has planted a vineyard and has not eaten of it? Let him go and return to his house, lest he die in the battle, and another man eat of it. Verse 7, And what man is there who is betrothed to a woman and has not married her? Let him go and return to his house, lest he die in the battle and another man marry her. God commanded to the officers to deliver his word to whoever does not finish a job. Let him go home. You have not finished a job, such as building a new house, planting a vineyard, be throating, seriously engaging, period. Before marriage, you might be thinking about it, not concentrating on the battle. To go home and finish it is divine wisdom. God commanded to Gideon to choose 300 lapping soldiers concentrating on the battle against the Midianites. Judges 7:6-7. And the numbers of those who lapped, putting their hand to their mouths, was 300 men, but all the rest of the people got down on their knees to drink water. Then the Lord said to Gideon, By the 300 men who lapped, I would shave you, and deliver the Midianites into your hand. Let all the other people go, every man to his place. Verse 8. The officers shall speak a prayer to the people and say, What man is there who is a pupil and faint-hearted? Let him go and return to his house, lest the heart of his brethren faint like his heart. God again commanded the officers to deliver his word to fearing people to go home, because his fear in the battle is influencing other brothers. Fear is a contagious thing. Now, verse 9, And so it shall be when the officers have finished speaking to the people, that they shall make captains, armies to lead the people. When you go near a city to fight against it, then proclaim an offer of peace. And it shall be that if they accept your offer of peace, and open you, then all the people who are found in it shall be placed under tribute to you and serve you. Up to 15. Now, if the city will not make a peace with you, but war against you, then you shall besiege it. And when the Lord your God delivered it into your hand, you shall strike every male in it with the edge of the sword. But the women, the little ones, the livestock, and all that is in the city, all its spoil you shall plunder for yourself, and you shall eat the enemy's plunder, which the Lord your God gives you. Thus you shall do to all the cities which are very far from you, which are not of the city, these nations. God told her how to conquer the distant cities very far from the cities of the nations in the promised land. Number one, proclaim an offer of peace to the distant cities. Number two, accepting citizens would provide tributes and serve you. Number three, rejecting man citizen would be destroyed by you. You should enjoy all spoils or plunder as your possession, such as women, children, livestock, and all other things. Verse 16, question 3. But of the cities of these people, which the Lord your God gives you as an inheritance, you shall let nothing that breathes remain alive. Why did a merciful and just God command the utterly destroying entire people here? The cities of the nations in the promised land were pagan nations. God protected his people from idol worship in verse 18. All the abominations which they have done for their gods, which would pollute Israelites with the sin of idolatry. So let us abstain from every form of evil for complete peace and for blameless preservation of our whole spirit, soul, and body. 1 Thessalonians 5:22-23. Abstain from every form of evil. Now may God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. 17, but you shall utterly destroy them, the Hittites, and Amorites, and Canaanites, and Perizzites, and Hivites, and the Jebusites, just as the Lord your God has commanded you, lest they teach you to do according to all their abominations which they have done for their gods, and you sin against the Lord your God. Verse 19:20. When you besiege a city for a long time while making war against it to take it, you shall not destroy its trees by wielding an axe against them. If you can eat of them, do not cut them down to use in the siege, for the tree of a field is a man's food. Only the tree which you know are not trees for food you may destroy and cut down and to build. Siege works against the city that makes war with you until it is subdued. Besiege a city for a long time. Don't cut down fruit trees, because you may eat the fruit for food. But cut down only a fruitless tree and use it with weapons for the war until the city is conquered. We covered all three questions. Let's see over there. In detail, you may use a QR code. Also here, click on, this you may see, ebook.church, so still available, use that. Free book available is a user review, that is a free book, but the highlight command to give a certain review. Pray for children rescue in Latin America from extremely abusive sex trafficking, slavery, and torture. Also pray for comfort Michael Leidemark, the missionary's family, and for faithful word ministry until our Lord is coming again. So Michael Leidemark lost his father. Actually, his father moved into incorruptible house prepared by the Lord in heaven. Pray for comfort to the believing family of descendants of 40,000 from Turkey and Syria, earthquake, devastation, and for having true peace in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior. So keep on praying. Let's sing all together Maranatha song, last song.